A couple of quick questions from the audience, Valley. One, does the chemotherapy backbone used in the chemo radiation have any impact on outcomes or toxicity?
So in general terms, I don't think the effect of chemotherapy has been studied on the effects on the severity of the immune-related adverse events. There is some theoretical advantage in adding chemotherapy in that you add some degree of immunosuppression, and therefore you may not see the grade 3 events that you would see otherwise. But certainly there is no significant difference that we have observed between clinical trials containing chemotherapy and checkpoint inhibitor versus checkpoint inhibitor alone.
So, Corey, any comments, particularly in this specific setting?
In Pacific, I agree with Val that doesn't appear to be much influenced by the nature of the chemo on either outcome or potential toxicity. In advanced disease, that may be a little bit different. In the KEYNOTE-189 trial, an unanticipated toxicity that seemed to occur a bit more than we thought was nephritis and renal impairment, about 5%. Having some elevation in creatinine, in some cases fairly severe, that you wouldn't necessarily see either with chemo alone or with pembro alone.